Phoneboy Speaks episode 115, DDWRT for iOS. In a previous podcast, I talked about DDWRT, which is a third-party firmware that you can load onto consumer-grade routers to make it suck less, because let's face it, the software that comes on these third-party routers, I just want to gouge out my eyes and, you know, deploy real stuff like the Checkpoint SG1100 that we just announced yesterday. That's a subject for another podcast, I guess. But anyway, the DDWRT app is available for iOS, and there's a separate iPad and iPhone version. And what it lets you do is it lets you look at the state of your DDWRT routers in a much nicer way than if you were to fire up the web browser and try to look at it. So it gives you, you know, sort of the key statistics. You can get all the graphs and stuff. But the challenge with this particular app would be, and it'd be better if it actually let me edit more things than it does. Now, it does let you change the port forwarding settings and a couple of other things, but usually I'm doing like major surgery on my routers, and so this app's probably not for me because just the kind of things I do. And also, I guess some people, you know, don't do quite as much with their routers or deploy them in as weird ways as I do. I actually have commercial grade stuff that I run at the front end of my network, and I will use the routers as peripheral devices that plug into the network. And so pretty much once I've set them up, all I'm doing is I might go look at it once in a while to troubleshoot something, but generally I'm not configuring the routers all that much anyway. And that's really true with most routers, is once you set them up, you're generally just going to leave them alone. And so I guess in that context, these apps are pretty good. They are, you know, they give you the pertinent information without having to fire up a web browser. And if you do need to make a more advanced change, there's quick links to the different tabs in the DDWRT web interface that you can go to. Now, I wish the web interface on the DDWRT firmware was a little more mobile friendly. That would be nice. But for what this app does, it's certainly worth taking a look at. If you've got a lot of routers, you can actually set up links to multiple routers in there. It's not just, and you can save the settings, and so that you can go into the routers. And that in itself is useful. But what I find, I guess most cool about the app is seeing the real time traffic graphs, and seeing how much traffic. Although my routers really don't give me that much. I don't put much traffic through them because they're not at the head of my network. And you know, and I've actually got two or three of them just kind of scattered about my house that are plugged in and pulling the traffic in. So anyway, as I say, there are two versions of the DDWRT app, one for the iPhone and iPod Touch, and the other one for the iPad. And they're worth checking out. I did get a promo code to review these. And as I say, if you do have DDWRT router or routers in your house, this is certainly a nice app to have on your phone to have a look at them and see how they're doing.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.